For nearly 150 years, men have been Cheyenne's mayors. All that is about to change after the upcoming election. Two women may be running to become Cheyenne's first female mayor, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports, their differences are driving the election.
Mayoral candidates Marion Orr and Amy Serdam were friends for a couple of years. Then they each learned the other was seeking to become Cheyenne's next mayor. Marion Orr says they decided to meet up.
We had coffee, and I knew that she was considering, and I wanted to be very upfront with her that I was considering the race as well. And
Amy Serdam takes it from there.
And I just said, okay, let's be sure that we get to the other side and can be friends, number one. And number two, let's get one of us elected.
Getting one of them elected is in the bag. Serdam and Orr emerged from the primaries as the top two picks for mayor. And they are both making history, ensuring that Cheyenne will have a female mayor for the first time. But staying friends remains to be seen. The campaign has gotten heated. Amy Serdam says it started on primary night, when she referred to the two of them as girls in an interview.
I said, I can't believe that the community put two girls forward. You know, to me, I guess I didn't realize that was an offensive term to some females.
Marion Orr took issue with that characterization.
I was disappointed on election night when she said, gosh, we've got two girls that are going forward into the election. I feel like that really kind of diminished the role of these two strong women.
There is certainly some negativity in the campaign right now.
That's James Chilton, a reporter for the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, who's been following the race. He says while it's become heated, the candidates' disagreements focus mainly on policy and who would be the better mayor.
Based on what their goals are, what their policies are toward handling Cheyenne's infrastructure needs versus investing in amenities, which really has been, to me, the primary issue.
Marion Orr says she wants to focus on infrastructure, fixing roads, and improving police response time. What she calls
the basics of good government.
Amy Serdam wants to balance those infrastructure needs with creating new amenities, like a children's museum or a rec center. She argues Cheyenne should be a place people want to live.
That our kids want to come back, that our millennials want to stay, our professionals. That it's not a place that people settle on. Rather, it's a place that people strive to be a part of.
Chilton stresses that the decision is an important one for residents, because unlike many other communities, Cheyenne's mayor actually runs the city.
Whoever we elect as the city's next mayor is going to have the ability to establish a cabinet, put people in place underneath them that will be able to help analyze the issues facing the city.
Serdam is worried that people don't understand there are clear differences between herself and Orr.
And it's always still amazing to me when I'm out door knocking that people will say, oh, either way, we're going to win because we're going to have a female. And I'm like, wait a second, there's a lot of differences.
They certainly differ in how they want to run the city. But these two might be more similar than they think. They both come from professional backgrounds, are heavily involved in the community, and run in similar social circles. Orr has been a lobbyist in the Wyoming legislature for more than 20 years and argues that has given her an intimate working knowledge of government.
So I really know the flavor of the state and how the state's economic picture really trickles down to how cities, towns, and counties and communities like Cheyenne operate.
Serdam counters that as a nurse practitioner and executive director of nonprofits, she has a broad range of experience from which to draw. With their respective backgrounds, Orr and Serdam also have broad networks of potential donors. Throughout her run, Serdam received more than $30,000 in campaign contributions. Orr received more than $18,000. With lots of money raised on both sides and no local polling, it's tough to say who will win. But both candidates recognize they're making history in this all-female race. Marion Orr says Cheyenne is ready for a new chapter.
People are excited. They really are.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.
This story is part of the series Women Run the West, a public radio collaboration exploring the role of women in Western politics. You can hear more stories at womenrunthewest.org.